Ye Whigs and Dissenters, I charge ye attend. Here is a sad story as ever was told. The River of Thames, which once was your friend, is frozen quite over with ice bitter cold. And the fish that abounded, though they can't well be drowned, for lack of their liquor our fear are confounded. Then leave your rebellious and damned presbyteering, or you must take up with poor Jack and Red Herring. Now had it been frozen with brimstone and fire, the wonder had been much deeper at bottom, though some do believe that your sins do require a punishment great as e'er fell upon Sodom. But then the poor fish had been dressed to your dish, and instead of a plague you had then had your wish. Pike's flounders together with gudgeons and roaches had served to the luxury of your debauches. But alas, to instruct you, this frost is now sent, as if it would show you your conscience is hardened, and if each mother's child make not haste to repent, how the devil do you think ye shall ever be pardoned? 'Tis a very sad case, as ever yet was, that the river should suffer for every ass. Poor Thames, thou mayst curse the foul lake of Geneva, for whose faults thou dost penance, sans hope of reprieva. This Thames, O ye Whigs, brought ye plenty and pride, so ye harden your hearts with your silver and gold. But if ever ye hope to redeem time or tide, hot must your repentance, your zeal must grow cold. Your hungry zeal for rank common weal will hurry ye headlong all down to the dell. Then melt your hard hearts and your wealth spread abroad, if ever ye hope that your Thames shall be thawed. Make haste and be soon reconciled to the truth, or you may lament it, both old men and young. For suppose every shop should be turned to a booth, oh, were it not sad to be told with a tongue? Should Cheapside advance up to petty France, and London's Guildhall up to Westminster's dance? Oh, what would become of your wealthy brave chamber, if e'er it were forced so far westward to clamber? Cook's shops with hot victuals and taverns with wine already are seen on the river with plenty, which are filled every morning before you can dine. By twos and by threes I dare warrant ye 20. Jack, Tom, Will, and Harry, and Sue, Doll, and Mary, come here to devour plum cake and canary. And if with their dancing and wine they be tired, for a tester apiece there's a coach to be hired. Here's gingerbread, small coal, and hot pudding pies, with bread and cheese, brandy, and good ale and beer. Besides the plum cakes, too, there's large cakes of ice, enough to invite him that will to come here. All which does betide to punish your pride, your plague now with ice, 'cause ye loved to backslide. Methinks it should learn you to alter your station, for ye have hitherto built on a slippery foundation. Ye merchants to Greenland, now leave off your sailing, and for your train oil yourselves never solicit, for here is no fear of your merchandise failing, since the whales, I'm afraid, mean to give us a visit. Great Leviathan may swim to England to see the worst monster, a Presbyterian. Was ever a vengeance so wonderfully shown, that a river so great should be turned to a town?